The EPA's proposed rule on wetlands protection is one of those stories that reads dry in a headline and then lands hard when you understand the scale. The proposal would strip federal Clean Water Act protections from approximately 94% of U.S. wetlands. That figure is not a typo.
For context, wetlands perform ecological functions that are extremely difficult to replicate artificially. They filter water, they absorb flood surges, they provide habitat for a significant percentage of North American bird and fish species. The 2023 Supreme Court decision in Sackett v. EPA already substantially narrowed federal wetland jurisdiction, and this EPA proposal would implement that ruling in its most expansive form, essentially removing federal oversight from the vast majority of wetlands that are not directly adjacent to navigable waterways.
The economic implications run in both directions. For development interests, agriculture, real estate, energy infrastructure, removing wetland protections reduces permitting burden and opens land that was previously off limits. For water utilities and coastal communities, the downstream consequences of wetland loss include higher water treatment costs and increased flood risk. The Army Corps of Engineers has estimated that every dollar spent on wetland preservation saves $4 in flood damage costs.
State law will partially fill the gap. States like California, New York, and Massachusetts have their own wetland protection regimes that are more stringent than the proposed federal floor. But roughly 30 states rely primarily on federal standards, and in those states, the practical effect of this rule would be immediate and significant.
Environmental groups will challenge this in court, and the legal fight will turn on the interpretation of Sackett and whether the EPA's rule correctly implements the court's holding or overreaches in the deregulatory direction. That litigation will take years. In the meantime, development decisions are being made in anticipation of the new framework.
Let's connect this to the financial market picture. S&P futures are down about 32 points this morning, and the drivers are layered. The Iran-Kharg Island situation is primary, energy price uncertainty is the fastest-moving variable. The Canada tariff situation adds a trade war dimension, and the broader AI infrastructure conversation we just had is showing up in tech valuations.
The market is sitting at around 7,722 on S&P futures, down from a close of roughly 7,757 yesterday. A 0.4% move on a Saturday morning is notable but not alarming on its own. The question is whether the geopolitical situation in the Gulf develops into something that market participants decide requires a larger risk-off move when regular trading opens Monday.
Oil will be the leading indicator. If Brent crude jumps significantly above current levels on confirmed news about Kharg Island, that's when you'd expect a broader equity market reaction. Energy stocks would move in a complicated direction. Higher oil prices help oil producers but hurt refiners and consumer-facing businesses. The net effect depends on how sustained the disruption is.
And the tariff situation with Canada adds another variable. Supply chains in auto manufacturing, in particular, are deeply integrated across the border. A vehicle built in Michigan often crosses into Canada and back multiple times before it's finished. New tariffs on that movement are cost shocks, not just policy signals, and they'll show up in earnings guidance over the next quarter.